Title: Coronavirus and its implications for government contractors. Content: Coronavirus, COVID-19, is spreading throughout the globe at an accelerating pace, with the Center for Disease Control, CDC, warning of an imminent outbreak in the United States. The disease has already impacted the global economy. Fears of a coronavirus outbreak caused the largest one-week decline in the U.S. stock market since the 2008 financial crisis. The spread of coronavirus creates unique challenges for companies doing business with the government. Government contractors should anticipate the following issues. Interruptions to performance. Coronavirus may create difficulty for contractors to perform. The disease has created significant interruptions in global supply chains and may soon decrease the availability of employees in the U.S. In addition to the risk to financial performance, the inability to perform on contractual obligations may cause reputational harm to government contractors, making it difficult for companies to do business with the government in the future. One potential source of relief is a force majeure clause. Common in commercial contracts, a force majeure clause allows a party to suspend or terminate performance of a contractual duty due to extreme circumstances beyond the control of either party. Coronavirus, as a global pandemic, may trigger force majeure clauses to the extent unforeseen interruptions to a contractor's business prevent it from performing its contractual duties. Contractors should review their contracts with the government to see whether they contain force majeure clauses and what level of flexibility they provide. Federal regulations for government contractors, particularly the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, contain their own provisions for excusable delay. For example, FAR 52.249-14 requires the following clause in government contracts: A. Except for defaults of subcontractors at any tier, the contractor shall not be in default because of any failure to perform this contract under its terms if the failure arises from causes beyond the control and without the fault or negligence of the contractor. Examples of these causes are: 1. Acts of God or of the public enemy. 2. Acts of the government in either its sovereign or contractual capacity. 3. Fires. 4. Floods. 5. Epidemics. 6. Quarantine restrictions. 7. Strikes. 8. Freight embargoes. And 9. Unusually severe weather. In each instance, the failure to perform must be beyond the control and without the fault or negligence of the contractor. Default includes failure to make progress in the work so as to endanger performance. 48 CFR 52.249-14. Government contractors might also seek relief through the common law doctrines of impracticability and impossibility. For example, even if coronavirus does not constitute a force majeure under the terms of a contract, a government contractor may seek relief by showing that coronavirus made it impossible for it to perform its contractual obligations. For example, New York courts look to whether impossibility of performance is the result of destruction of the subject matter of the contract or the means of performance. C-Share v. Allstate Insurance Company, 947 F, Sup, 2D 370, SDNY 2013. If the subject matter of the contract or the means of performance are not destroyed, the defense of impossibility is inapplicable. See Warner v. Kaplan, 71 AD 3D 1, 5, 1 C Department 2009. California courts, on the other hand, evaluate the applicability of these defenses by analyzing whether performance is prevented or delayed by an irresistible, superhuman cause, or by the act of public enemies of this state or of the United States, unless the parties have expressly agreed to the contrary. CalCIV Code 1511 2. Squillant v. California Lands Incorporated, 5 Calories, App, 2D 89, for THDST 1935, heat conditions prevented production of normal crop of produce and defeated growers? Efforts to provide quantities for which they contracted. Certain types of contracts may also be governed by the Uniform Commercial Code, U.C.C., which provides an excuse where performance has been made impracticable. By the occurrence of an event, the non-occurrence of which was a basic assumption on which the contract was made. Whether these doctrines apply will depend on the terms of a particular contract. Finally, government contractors experiencing loss due to their inability to meet contractual obligations. SH